Kathy Barnett denies saying pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam. By Catherine Hamilton on May 13, 2022. Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Kathy Barnett, R., denied tweeting pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam during an interview with MSNBC on Thursday, despite the existence of such a post on her blue checkmark account. "Yeah, no, I don't think that's me," Barnett replied when NBC's Stasha Burns read the tweet aloud. "Okay, I would have never said that, because I don't believe that." Republican strategist Matt Woking, who works for one of Barnett's competitors Dave McCormick, posted the interaction to Twitter, criticizing the Senate hopeful for denying the existence of an easily findable tweet. Asked about her own tweet, Kathy Barnett says, "I don't think that's me. This is what a dishonest train wreck looks like," Woking said. Media outlets have begun unearthing several other tweets from Barnett's account criticizing Islam and Muslim people. CNN published a report on Friday highlighting her anti-Muslim views and anti-gay comments, likely only part of an incoming wave of scrutiny Barnett will face after largely flying under the radar for most of her campaign. Barnett's popularity skyrocketed ahead of next week's primary after her performance in last month's debate and a recent clip explaining her birth being the product of her mother's rape at age 11 that went viral. Recent polls show the race is a statistical tie between Barnett, McCormick, and Mehmet Oz, who has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. However, her quick rise has many in her own party voicing concerns about a lack of vetting before the GOP primary on May 17, including Trump. "Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats," Trump said in a statement on Thursday. Trump alluded to the controversy over her military service, noting Barnett has many things in her past which have not been properly explained or vetted. "I believe that Mehmet Oz will be the one most able to win the general election against a radical left Democrat looking to do unthinkable harm to our country," Trump said. The Daily Beast reported that Democrats are already salivating at the prospect of facing Barnett in November, should she secure the Republican nomination. "I'm sure many of us are hoping she sustains it and wins. Because she's certainly it, would be very tough to elect her," said T.J. Rooney, the former head of Pennsylvania's Democrat Party.